Think, what's going on, man?
Hey, a whole lot. Hey, listen, real quick. This one is kind of like give you a heads up of on what some of the other commercial leasing companies are talking about doing. So, you know, you get first dibs on it. So here's what I heard. I had a previous phone call earlier with a person that actually, Claudia actually attended like this thing for real estate agents, right? And she was letting them know the risks are blah, blah, blah. So they said to her, oh, yeah, well, couldn't we do finance and leasing, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, one of the things that they said the easiest way to do it for it, to extend the terms, is like a SBA loan, right? And you can get longer terms. And if they put a lien on the equipment, so I just wanted to run that by you.
No, SBA loans are good all day long. You can't beat those. They're great loans.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what do you guys have that's compatible to that?
Well, I don't believe an SBA loan is longer than 5 years as well. It's about a five-year loan.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys do the same thing or?
No, absolutely. As far as an SBA loan goes, we do hold the collateral. We hold the equipment as collateral and put a term on it for up to 5 years.
Uh-huh.
So okay. It's the same sort of deal. I mean, as far as rates go, we're going to be very competitive with an SBA loan. SBA loans are just, to my knowledge, they're not longer than 5 years, though. So it's the same sort of, and they're very hard to get as far as time frame goes. They take a long time to get approved for.
According, and again, I'm just letting you on the inside source. According to this guy that was talking to Claudia, he was saying, yeah, we can extend the terms on it. All we would have to do is just put, like for business owners, just put a lien on their building. And that can extend it out longer because for the bank, that's collateral for them.
No, right.
I'm just telling you what I heard. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Yeah, I don't know how long their terms are. You might want to find that out. I think they're only 5 years, though, so it'd be pretty comparable.
Well, according to him, it's longer than 5 years if they put a lien on the business owner's property and use it for collateral, because then that secures the bank, because the banks are like, okay, cool, we ain't got nothing to lose because we're going to get paid regardless, because, hey, until they pay it off, we got that lien there in place and we can extend it longer, and at the same time we can be comfortable with extending the term. So again, I'm just relaying what I heard with my own two ears.
No, that's definitely very possible.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So, again, I'm just giving you heads up because you're our guy. You see what I'm saying? So if they're saying this, I'm like, okay, well, hold on. Let me run this by Dennis, because they're tilting their hat, showing us their hands. So I'm like, cool.
No, it's very possible, actually, that they could go with a longer term if they attach it to the property, for sure.
See, so that's the purpose of me giving you this inside info. So if we run across that and the term becomes an issue, then we can say, okay, check this out. Here's what we have in addition. You know what I'm saying? I just want to have a backup, brother, on top of a backup, on top of a backup, because I want you guys getting all of our business. You see what I'm saying? I gave you my word. My word is bond.
No, I definitely appreciate that. Yeah, it's really comes down to when we have some deals running through, then I have some clout or I can actually have more of a bargaining tool, you know what I mean?
Thank you. And that's what I said to Claudia. I was like, Claudia, listen, once the numbers are going to dictate all, and just to let you know, I got an email today from, I can read it to you exactly here. It says, hold on, where we go? Here we go. It says, yes, she just emailed. She emailed me early this morning, too. Where's that? Here's the email. Hey, Frank, just a heads up. We are working on the integration on our website. I'll let you know when it is online. Tomorrow is the latest. I did make it first priority. That's straight from the horse's mouth.
Nice.
Okay. I'm working, brother. You know me. I'm always working.
I know you are, buddy. I've got my emails actually hooked up on my cell phone, so I get email alerts on my cell phone, and I'm standing by. I'm here.
Okay. Perfect. And real quick, on our intake form for our online, the logo, man, it's real big. It doesn't have to be that big. I think if you make it smaller, or probably use the ones that I emailed you, use that one for ours. I think it'd be a little bit more clear and professional.
No, I tried. I have to shrink it down on my end, and That's the way
it
comes
I sent
across.
You, did you get the two that I sent you? I shrunk them. They were small.
I did get them, and it still comes across that way. It's in my system, I have one of two choices. I have either under 150 megabytes
okay,
or something like that, or above 150.
Okay.
So I make it, the small one is too small, and the large one just looks distorted. So,
what
I'm doing...
You need? I can do it right now. What you need? I can do it right now. Tell me the exact size. Hold on, let me go in here right now.
What I can... There's actually a free app online. It's called a Snippet.
Yeah, Snippet,
You can make it the size you want. I can snip it, and that'll be the exact size that shows up on the link.
Okay, so you know, here's what I would tell you. You know about that tube snippet? That's really not my cup of tea. I've heard of it. But you got the original logos. Put it in Snippet, crop it down to the exact size you need, boom, and it's a wrap.
Well, that's what I've done, and then it comes back distorted, unfortunately. I mean, if you look at it now, if you click on the link, I'll actually go there with you. www.solar. And I go to alternative energy.
Yeah, because ours is big. I think if you actually make that probably smaller, I think it'd get even better. You see how big ours is? That's huge.
Yeah, it's way too big.
Yeah.
I can do a really small one, and it'll look pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't have to be big because it's already on the website.
Right, exactly. Okay, no, that makes sense. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, cool. So, and on the other one, that's fine. Like I told them, hey, listen, work with that for now. The main thing is to get it out there. So, like you said, the latest is tomorrow, so they already own it because I'm on them. So, again, I just wanted to give you that heads up information because I know I told them, listen, guys, it's going to be based on volume. We get in there and we start doing some serious kick-ass volume, then we can go to the bank and be like, hey, look, we're feeding you. So, you know, that grants us a little bit more leeway. Let's get out to 10 years, you know, 10-year terms, 15, whatever. Work with us because we already proven that the product is valuable, it's wanted, and we're pushing these babies. You guys are getting paid for every single unit, so come on.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's you know how it works. I mean, you're a CEO.
I know how it works, brother. But some people that's not inside this world, they're like, oh, 5 years, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, look, don't worry about that.
I've been pretty entrepreneurial for quite a while in my life, and I know, like, if I want to present something to someone, I have to have data, I have to have a proven track record, you know. I have to prove to them that it's as important to me as it is to them.
Uh-huh.
And right now, unfortunately, I don't. You know, once we start seeing some numbers and stuff, and I know we will. I we're going to see a lot of numbers. It's going to be insane.
Correct. It's just a matter of documentation, these conversations. So I know that. I just got to let these guys know because, like I said, they have, like, residential. That's off the chain. So with that being said,
Back from that bank, by the way, that I called.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, I just got off the phone with a guy by the name of Meg Razzo, okay? And he called me. This is one of my Filipino board leaders, right? Don't you know, he just called me, and he will be calling me back in exactly 2 hours. He talked to a big home builder that are right now, they've already laid dug the trenches. They already did the foundation. They're getting ready to build 175 homes. He said to me, Frank, listen. Can you guys come out and put solar and the hybrid generator on the demo home? If you guys can do that, we will give you guys the exclusive rights to all of these homes.
Nice.
That phone call just took place. As a matter of fact, when you called me, I was on the phone with them. I just got off. So that's why I'm like, oh my God.
Okay.
So with that being said, what I want you to do so you can double dip, I need you to go to solarwaterinc.com. Click on registration, our company, scroll down to subdealer registration, and fill out the form. Obviously, I'm the one that referred you, so you can become a sub dealer with our company. So anytime you personally have deals or whatever, you're going to, boom, send it through, and you're going to get paid like we pay our sub dealers. So you're always in the mix.
Well, at some point, Frank, I do want to get some magnets and shirts and whatnot, and I will. You've probably met one of the hardest working people I ever meet in your life. I always work. I just want to make a good life for my son, and
you preach it to the choir.
I'm behind the curve a little bit, so I any opportunity that's thrown in my way, I will crush it.
So with that being said, that's why I'm bringing it to you. So what I'm telling you, we're talking about formality so we can get you in our system. Because the one thing that you don't want to do is have one say, oh, man, this is great. You know what? Yeah, I want to do this. And you got to tell them, you know what? Well, you see, hold on for a second. Let me go sign up. And then you just lost credibility, brother.
You just lost credibility.
So you don't have to get the marketing material now. That will come later down. But get your contract, your NDA, get that stuff signed in turn so we have you in our system.
Right on.
You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Definitely.
Cool. So, yeah, I'm working on that residential. I got a couple calls out, so I'm waiting on a couple people to actually call me back and see if we can plug. Because, yeah, man, residential, it's crazy, man. So I'm sitting here. Now, let me ask you this here. Let's just say, Dennis, that when we start kicking some serious booty, I mean serious booty, is there a way in the future you may foresee us being able to say, hey, listen, we got a lot of residential that's asking and demanding this product. What can we do? Is there a subdivision, something we can do to assist those guys? Because then we'll have leverage and leeway. I know you got to do commercial, but if there's a demand for it and there's no other company out there, why let that go to waste?
No, absolutely. No.
So is that a possibility?
Everything's a possibility. I mean, everything has a price on it, and everything's a possibility. You don't know.
I think
just like you, it's just, you know what I'm up against. I have to
prove it.
I gotta show some stuff. So.
Okay. Long as it's on the table, brother, that's good for me. That's good for me because, see, we'll be able to do this here within a day or so, maybe sooner, because once those numbers come in, that's fine. Then, you know, I figure a week or so off, because, I mean, we're talking about thousands of units that's coming through. Then we can go back and say, hey, you know what? Hey, the residential is just as aggressive as the commercial. So we need to create something, or we're going to lose this revenue. And if you guys want to go public, then you want to get on the market because it's going to only make the Bank of Carter's portfolio that much more attractive to any potential buyer.
Nah, I mean, it's frustrating on my end. I'm sitting here just waiting for people to do their end. Not you, mm-hmm. just in general. And it's getting frustrating because I cannot make people feel as important to me as them. You know what I mean? It's getting a little...
Here's what I can tell you, brother. You do, and you heard the saying that good things come for those who wait, right?
Oh, yeah. My mom always said that.
Yep, and that's the truth. That's the truth, brother. So like I said, I read you that email verbatim. So you're going to have it on two websites, not one, two. And anybody else that want a piece of this is going to go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. As many as they go, I'm going to make sure that it all is driven back to you.
I appreciate that, Frank. You have no idea how much I appreciate that.
Appreciate me later when I help you impregnate your bank account. Appreciate me then.
But right
now,
we
got to be busy, brother.
No, we do. And
okay.
I'm going to try to fix this link. It looks horrible. I don't like it.
Okay, well, like I said, hey, do what you do, brother, and I'm going to do what I do. I just want to, again, give you a courtesy call, let you know everybody is at work, so it's all good. But I just think on our website, you take put the little one there, I think it's going to look 1,000 times better.
No, I agree. Yeah, it doesn't have to be huge because it is your website. So.
Correct.
It's going to take a bit of time on my end because the way my system works is I basically have to rewrite the whole thing so it captures the new image, not the old one.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll do it. It'll take a little time, but I'll do it.
Okay. The minute I get updated, I will let you know. The minute I get updated, so you'll be good to go. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna call Manny right now. As a matter of fact, you know what? Let me give Manny a call with you on the phone. Hold on one second.
Yeah, I'm actually still kind of getting back to not feeling like crap. I don't know what happened yesterday. I just
Well, hey, who knows? Maybe this phone call make you feel better. Hold on one second.
You've reached Brian Harmonics. Please leave your name and phone number and I will be back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Manny, how you doing, buddy? Frank Hanson. Hey, when you get the message, give me a call, sir. If you want to get a status update and fill you in on some things that's going on, all right? Talk to you soon. I know you'll be calling me shortly. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.